Hi, Lester, says Wayne in Haderfeld. My favorite barber memory was my mom dropping me off at the Empire Barber in Athlone while she did a shopping. As a lighter, you had no way, or no choice rather, of who cut your hair. Lighters had to go to the newest or the youngest barber. Only the old bullies could pick who cut their hair. That's a message from Wayne in Haderfeld. I used to get my hair cut when I did cut my hair. Had a barber's trimmer to my head in 2003. How many years? That's just 18 years ago when I last actually cut my hair. I've been for beard trims in the interim, but I haven't cut my hair since 2003. And I used to go to Tip Top Barber. Tip Top Barber was in the Retreat Main Road, and that's where I'd go every fortnight. Share your memories, share your experience. How good, how important is an actual barbershop experience to you as a man? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
The Morning Review with Lester Kivett.
Only on Cape Talk.
Look, there are a few perks to this job. Every weekday, I am on air with you for 3 hours, and I'm sharing and engaging with you in our own personal stories. I get to speak to some important people now and again, and I get to speak to ordinary people, and I think that is the most enjoyable. One of the perks sometimes is, you know, as you leave, you go downstairs, and there's like a little gift basket for you. It just comes with the perks of the job. I got a box from DSTV. What they do is sometimes when they're trying to, you know, raise awareness or let us know about a new TV show, they'll send you like this box of treats, so that you can go sit at home and then go chow on the popcorn that came in the box and then watch this new series. It's all part of the marketing strategies. And sometimes you get some really nice things. Sometimes you get some very interesting things. I received in this particular gift box something that I didn't know how, what to do with it. It was called Umhlonyane butter. And I opened up the lid. Could have a smell. My nose is a bit funny at the moment, so I'm trying to smell as much as possible. Very gingery. Some coconut, a little bit sweet. But I thought, what is it that I do with Umhlonyane butter? And I thought, do I spread it on a slice of bread? Is it for toast? What is it that I actually need to do? And then I got our producers on it. And I thought, can we find these people? Who makes this Umhlonyane butter? And they did some searching and they found a company based in Johannesburg. It's called Bo at Home. And we thought we'd get on Noni Mosambuka, who is with Bo at Home. Noni, thanks so much for joining us here at the Morning Review. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Did you know that there was going to be these parcels sent around with your Bo at Home Umhlonyane butter products?
I knew they were going to be part of a gift basket that was going to be sent out, but I didn't know who was going to receive it or where it was going exactly.
Well, I'm very glad that we've managed to get you on air, because at first I thought it was like this Kraft peanut butter. You know, everything is organic and Kraft and specially organically made. There was this type of peanut butter, and I tasted a little bit, and I thought, it's a bit too gingery. It is sweet, but it's a bit too gingery for, you know, just to go on a peanut butter and jam sandwich. So, first and foremost, what is Umhlonyane butter?
All right, so Umhlonyane is Artemisia afra. That's the scientific name for it, but it's a herb that has been used for, it's an indigenous herb, indigenous to Southern Africa, that's been used for many, many years. It's used for flu, it's used for all different kinds of ailments. And as part of my story of reinterpreting and reintroducing indigenous crops to the culinary table, I planted the herb and I started experimenting with it, working with it, trying, you know, different things. And then umsonyane works very well with citrus and ginger. Mm. And so I had the idea, because I want to reintroduce the ingredients, the indigenous ingredients, into the kitchen and everyday life, I thought of incorporating it in something that anyone can enjoy in the family, whether you're old, you're young, youth, anyone can enjoy it. And it's something that's easily, you know, consumed. So umsonyane butter is... it's cookies, it's got some honey, it does have ginger, it's got coconut milk, it's got vanilla and some a little bit of sea salt, and then the msonyane herb inside it. And then we made a cookie butter and incorporated the herb in the cookie butter.
I'm fascinated. Artemisia is what we would call the common word, wormwood herb.
Yes.
You can plant anywhere.
Yes, and it's drought resistant as well.
This is the type of herbs that our grandparents have been using, our grandparents and our forefathers and foremothers have been using for millennia to solve common ailments, as you said, from colds and flu to other little ailments.
Yeah, it is. It's a herb that's been around in most homes in South Africa. We grew up with this herb. Mm. Whenever I had flu or whenever we had flu growing up, my grandfather would always just tell us to take honey and put and make umsonyane tea with the honey and drink it. So it's a herb that's been a part of a lot of South Africans' lives, and it's a herb that's been forgotten. And it's not just umsonyane. There's a lot of them that are being forgotten and are being disregarded as medicinal plants only. And it's interesting to note that things like, say, for instance, paprikas and mint and all of that, they were all medicinal. They all are medicinal. So to turn our back on the herbs that grow indigenously on this land, I felt like was an injustice, because we could learn so much from them.
What your product didn't come with was a serving suggestion. I did not know what to do with this product. As I said, yeah. I thought I'd spread it on some bread. Could work, maybe, but you're on Leicester Tester every Friday. I try some things here. So I brought a few things with me in studio. I brought some rice cakes. I have a little store-bought waffle. And the most basic, I bought a banana when I stopped for my cup of coffee. So I'm going to...
It's actually very good with fruits and a banana and apple as well. And that is what I wanted the product to do with the consumer. I didn't do a serving suggestion on purpose, because I did want you to go on this experience of trying to figure out what it is, what you can do with it, how you can work with it. I didn't want to, you know, give you a serving suggestion and have you only using it for that, because there's only so many serving suggestions I could put there. So I do want the consumer to start thinking about, you know, the food that they're eating, which is also a part of the mission for Bo at Home, is to get you thinking about what you're eating. And so the questions that you have before you eat that I really want to excite you.
Okay, so I've spread a little bit of this umsonyane butter, this wormwood herb, which you've crafted into what looks like a very, very posh peanut butter, organic peanut butter, but it's umsonyane butter. I've put it on on a banana, and I'll go up to the other more confectionery stuff a bit later. So here goes, bottoms up, and I'll
enjoy.
This is very interesting, because I'm getting a whole lot of banana, but there's a gingerness, there's almost a spiciness, and this is just and it makes that the sweetness of the banana stand out even more, actually.
Yeah, it does. So that spiciness comes from the msonyane interacting with the ginger and the little bit of the salt. Mm. So that's the interaction, and that's the flavor that it gives you.
There's a... Let me have another bite here. There's a spiciness on the tongue.
Yeah?
Is that correct? Is that what I'm supposed to be tasting? Like a little bit of a tinge, a little spiciness that comes on the tongue.
Yeah, that's msonyane. Umsonyane is a very bitter herb also, so the honey and the ginger almost help it tone down the bitterness a little bit, but it still wants to come out and say, hey, I'm still here.
It comes up and says, hey, before I try it with other issues, let me look at some of the ingredients here. It's umsonyane, It's cookies. What type of cookies do you use in this?
It's ginger cookies.
Of course. We have ginger, coconut oil, coconut milk, honey, vanilla, and sea salt. And you feel all these flavors floating around your mouth. But how do you then take us through the actual, you know, recipe process? How do you get everything involved to get this? It looks beautiful. It looks like a very nice and thick peanut butter. But how do you get to umhlonyane butter?
Well, I mix. Obviously, I can't tell you exactly how I get there.
I don't have wormwood growing in my yard. You can tell me. Don't worry.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many people have wormwood growing in their backyard. But it's a combination of the ingredients. So umhlonyane, like many of our indigenous herbs, is a very delicate herb to work with. So there's a process that I use to release the flavor of the umhlonyane, and then I blend everything together to create this creamy, spicy, and gingery butter that you have now.
Okay, so I'm now moving on and trying this umhlonyane butter because Noni provided us with no serving suggestions. So I am figuring out how to go. So I'm going and I've spread it on like a mini rice cake. And let me have a go.
And you can eat it straight out of the jar as well, right? Just like you would a peanut butter or a Nutella or something like that. You would definitely be able to eat it straight out of the jar.
On a plain rice cake, this butter just stands out. It stands out by itself. It's absolutely delicious. The rice cake providing the substance, the texture in my mouth.
Yeah.
But the butter is just coating the inside of my cheeks. That ginger, that salt.
You can taste all of that.
Even that honey now coming through. This is delicious. How did you come up with this? Who needs to make? Oh, here's a herb. Here's a wormwood herb in my garden. Let me make butter out of this.
So I'm a chef. So I've been a chef for the past 7 years, and like I said, retelling the story of indigenous Southern Africa is really how I ended up here, planting the plants that grow indigenously on this land, working with them. And the more you work with them, the more you start a conversation with the plants, and it sort of leads you to that place where you're thinking of ways of how it can live and how other people can actually enjoy it without the labor of having to plant the plants and wait for it to grow and. So this butter kind of, I came up with it because I wanted people to enjoy our indigenous herbs in the comfort of their own homes, and something that's joyful and something that's tasty, and something that they could really enjoy as a family. And you can eat it straight out of the jar. You can put it in your vanilla ice cream. You can actually take the butter, blend it or mix it with some coconut cream, for instance, and put it in the freezer. Let it sit for a while, and you've got a nice little ice cream that you've made yourself that's actually quite healthy.
Do you know what I'm doing right now, Noni? I've asked our producers for a glass of milk, and I've taken a big scoop of umhlonyane butter.
There you go.
And I'm busy
iced coffee as well.
Making myself a little umhlonyane mini milk trick. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying all
that's
sorts
actually
of
the first thing I did with the butter.
Oh, really?
After I created it. Yeah, after I created it, I made an iced coffee.
Look, in this South Africa, our land, we have predominantly Western appetites. We attracted to Western flavors. I'm fascinated of how we're trying to incorporate indigenous tastes and flavors and incorporating that with our palate. Everything from wild garlic pesto to the impepo granola to umhlonyane, you know, butter. We are starting to develop and to train our palates into the produce and the things that are available around us.
Yeah, and starting to train also, you know, a different mindset in terms of these ingredients that I use. They're very intentional why I started with these three ingredients, because they are the most engraved in our memory. So we're starting to also change, you know, the conception of these plants, which I'm very excited about. And I do want people to get excited about indigenous crops because it's good for you. It's food that grows on this land that you were born, mm-hmm. you know, in. So it's definitely a conversation that I would like to engage in more. And I'd like people to also engage in it and start also looking at what's in their backyard, looking at what food grows there.
We're speaking to Noni Masumbuka. She is the founder of Bow at Home. I got sent this jar called Umhlonyane, but I didn't know what to do with this. I didn't want to experiment too much, so I had our producers look for the creatives of this, and Noni is that person. And so what I'm doing for Lester Test on Air today, I'm trying my Umhlonyane butter with so many different things. I tried it with a banana because she gave no feeding serving suggestion, so she's here to help me out what I can mm-hmm. do with it. I've tried it on some plain rice cakes. As I was telling you, I was mixing it into my glass of milk here. And what it's actually done is, from a glass of plain white milk, it's almost turned it a little bit, is it sorghum-y? My milk looks a bit thicker.
Yeah.
It's dissolved quite nicely. And I mm-hmm. guess the proof is in the tasting. Let me have a go here.
I can't wait to hear.
Oh, this is delicious.
Because
if I had mixed my Umhlonyane butter, if I had a blender or a Nutribit, even a plain yogurt, pop that into there with maybe a vanilla yogurt, my Umhlonyane butter, into a blender, a Nutribullet, that is a great way to start your day.
It is. It is. And it is quite filling because of the cookies.
Of course. There's a question here on the WhatsApp line asking, is this butter halal?
No, it's not halal. It is halal friendly, but it's not halal.
As in, there's no meat additives or even
it's
dairy.
Plant-based, except for the honey.
Yes, and you have no dairy in you as well, except coconut milk isn't real milk. So
no. No, there's no dairy in there as well.
Coconut milk isn't real milk. And I've been waiting for this because, in fact, just this week, I am a master at flapjacks.
If ever
at my home on a Saturday morning, I will mm-hmm. treat you with flapjacks. But I didn't have time to make flapjacks, so what I did, I got me some store-bought waffle here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try my Umhlonyane butter.
With the waffle.
What would be the best thing you could imagine trying this Umhlonyane butter with?
Straight out of the jar for me is the best, but ice cream it lives very well with milk. Like it lives well with coconut milk, coconut cream, almond milk. So in the ice cream would be the best place you can enjoy it. And the summer is coming. Hopefully it'll start getting warm soon. So that's the best way you can enjoy it this season.
Noni, I need you to talk on because I'm enjoying this so much.
You're gonna stop talking.
I don't know if you tell me a story or tell the listeners a story. Because this is delicious. And I can't wait to try this on some flapjacks because again, that spiciness, that saltiness coming through on something as sweet as a store bought waffle, which is already sweet.
Yeah. It kind of balances it out because there's no artificial sugars in here. It's just honey.
Someone asking you, do you grow your own herbs?
Yes.
And all in from your backyard?
Yes. So we grow it at our studio in Maboneng. That's where we work from. So we have a whole garden with indigenous crops. So we've got Umhlonyane, impepho, wild garlic. We've got a herb called golden sage, which I'm excited about because we planted it last year and it has already started giving us flowers this year. I'm going to start working with that as well. We've also got the indigenous elderflower. We've got the indigenous plums that are growing. We've got we've got indigenous geranium. So I'm quite excited. We've got speckbomb. We've got indigenous asparagus growing in our garden. So it's an indigenous garden for sure. So there's a lot more products that we're going to be doing with the indigenous ingredients. as we plant them and as we come across them.
What's this about a 200?
Oh, we've also got indigenous gooseberries growing.
Oh, wow.
Which is exciting. So they've started giving us flowers now. I think they're waiting for the rain to start, you know, giving us the fruits. But I'm excited about that.
It's about a 250-gram jar in front of me. How much does this cost? Where can people get it? I'm sure everyone should try this. I can't wait for
it. Yeah. It's 85 rand a bottle, and they can get it on our online shop. That's the only place we are selling it. Mm-hmm. From our Instagram and Facebook, you can get the link to our online shop, and we ship throughout the country.
Noni, I am so happy for this very pleasant surprise of coming across this Umhlonyane butter. This is a taste experience.
I'm so happy you enjoyed it.
Can't wait to share it with the team. I brought some extra waffles. They're going to have to convince me to share it with them so they can try this. But
I'm so happy you enjoyed it.
Go find them online. The best place to find them on is Facebook. Just search Bo at Home. That's B-O-H as in the short for Bohemia. So Bo at Home. You'll find an address there to the online store. Really go try it out. Noni, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent.